This is Dr. Ali dictating history. Physical. Patient name. Harvey, H-A-R-V-E-Y. Cara, C-A-R-A. Date of birth. 12/5/1964. Next line, patient seen today and televisit. Televideo visit with a nurse in the room with the patient. History of present illness. This is a 58-year-old female with a known history of hypertension, diabetes, hyperlipidemia, COPD, and interstitial lung disease. Suspected sarcoidosis and heart failure with a preserved ejection fraction, chronic hypoxemic respiratory failure. She's on oxygen chronically and HIV disease. Patient was admitted to the rehab unit, but while in the rehab, patient was noted to have tachycardia and hypoxia. She was sent to the hospital. Patient was evaluated in the ED. Patient was noted to have acute and chronic hypoxemic respiratory failure in the setting of interstitial lung disease, suspected sarcoidosis, and sinus bradycardia. Patient at baseline, she's on 3 liters of oxygen. While in the hospital, patient has a CTA chest done, did not show any pulmonary embolism. It did reported interstitial opacity, the background of chronic fibrotic changes. Troponin and B natriuretic peptide were normal. Patient was given dexamethasone, 4 milligrams daily. Then she was put on prolonged tapering dosages. After discussion with the pulmonary by the hospitalist, on outpatient pulmonary follow-up was advised because she was reported to have low respiratory reserves. Patient was also noted to have uncontrolled diabetes mellitus and diabetic gastroparesis. Her insulin was managed, blood sugar managed closely. She was maintained on protonics for her chronic gastritis and GERD and also HIV medications. After stabilization, patient started to improve and the patient was sent back to the subacute rehab. Patient was seen by me today with the video televisit with the nurse. At present, she denies any headache, dizziness, no nausea, no vomiting, and no respiratory distress. She's lying on the bed, very comfortable. She does complaining of cough, and she's asking for something for cough and congestion, but no fever, no chills. Next line, past medical history, number 1, hypertension, number 2, hyperlipidemia, number 3, diabetes mellitus, number 4, heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, number 5, COPD, number 6, interstitial lung disease, suspected sarcoidosis, history of chronic hypoxemic respiratory failure, requiring oxygen 3 liter by nasal cannula all the time, history of GERD, history of HIV disease, history of DKA, social history, no alcohol, no drug abuse, ریوا سسٹم نو ہیڈ ایک نو دینس نو تھوڑ تھوڑ پرم لگے نو ویزن کاریا نو چیس پین نو پرپیٹیشن جی آئی نو وام ٹین نو ڈائریا مسکو سکیلٹر نو پین جنٹ یونری نو ہیموچوریا نیورو نو سنک پی اینڈوکرین نو پار یونین نو پار ڈپسیا ریسپیٹوری کمپلیننگ آف ڈرائی کاف اینڈ کئی نو سم سپوٹن پروڈکشن پر نو ویزن ایٹ پریزنٹ جنٹ یونری نو ہیموچوریا medications upon discharge Tylenol 500 mg 2 tablet every 8 hour PRN next line DONAP treatment 3 times a day PRN next line aspirin 81 mg daily next line Lipitor 20 mg daily next line benzonate 100 MG oral capsule 3 times a day PRN for cough Bictarvy BIKTARVY 1 tablet daily dexamethasone 2 mg daily advised prolonged tapering they recommended to give two milligram daily to be started on 7:15 for 3 days after that they recommended 1 milligram daily for 3 days to be started on 7:18 vitamin d 50,000 units weekly lasix 20 milligram daily gabapentin 300 milligram daily in the morning and gabapentin 600 milligram at night Insulin 40 units, Lantus insulin, LNTU Lantus insulin 42 units at night. Insulin Lispro 12 units with each meal. Also advised sliding scale coverage. $150 to $199 1 unit, $200 to $249 2 units, $250 to $299 3 units, $300 to $349 4 units, sugar more than 349, gave 5 units of insulin. She's also on a metoclopramide because of gastroparesis, 5 mg, 1 tablet before meal, 3 times a day for 7 days. Multivitamin, 1 tablet daily, Zofran, 4 mg PO. Q6 hour PRN for nausea, vomiting if needed, protonics 40 mg twice a day, Miralax 17 gram daily, Senacart 8.6 mg twice a day, Tiotropium, Sapiva Respimate 2 puff inhalation daily. Physical exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented time 3. Blood pressure 139 over 80. Respiration is 18 per minute. Temperature 97.9 Fahrenheit. Pulse 90. Pulse ox saturation 90%. She is on oxygen. Next line. Patient is breathing comfortable. Next line. Respiratory no wheezing reported. Next line. Neuro she is awake, alert, re-enter time 3. And cooperative. Next line assessment number 1. Patient is admitted to the subacute rehab with the deconditioning with multiple medical problem. Next line, recent acute and chronic hypoxemic respiratory failure. Next line, interstitial lung disease, suspected sarcoidosis. Next line, history of heart failure with the preserved ejection fraction. Next line, sinus tachycardia improved. Next line, diabetes mellitus, poor control. Next line, HIV disease. Next line, GERD. Next line, suspected gastroparesis. Next line, plan of care. Next line, will continue all her current medication, continue oxygen by nasal cannula to keep her SOX more than 90%, 90 and above. Will monitor blood sugar closely, adjust insulin dosage as needed. Will continue as current medication as recommended by the hospitalist, and will continue to maintain tapering dexamethasone slowly. A patient told me she's not getting relief much with pentaprazole. Will change her to omeprazole. I have discussed with the nurse. Patient also requesting some Mucinex for cough. I have ordered Mucinex 600 mg POBID for 5 days. Will follow CBC, CMP. Next line, code status discussed with the patient. Patient is alert, re-entry time 3. Patient wants to be full code. Care plan was discussed with the nursing staff and also with the patient. This is the end of the education. Thank you.